other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Marine Corps fighter pilot, aviator from the Vietnam era, best-selling author, researcher. His uncle, of course, Cleon Skousen, wrote The Naked Communist, really one of the seminal works exposing how the ultra-rich use communism and socialism as a political tool of slavery. And, of course, he's the editor-in-chief of World Affairs Brief. You know, four or five days ago, I said, I want to get him on. And it was about Russia, and it was about the economy, and it was about China threatening to nuke the U.S., and the sellout of our technology, and I can't even remember why I wanted to get him on now. I mean, there was one particular reason. It'll pop in my head in a moment. But the point is, he can speak to all the stuff that's going on in the world. And then I can go over the news with him about what's happening in the world, how the entire neocon slash liberal combine wants open borders, what the plan is with that, and where he thinks we are societally. Again, we have him via Skype, and we'll also be going back and forth with phone when his Skype drops. Joel Skousen, thank you for coming on with us. Oh, his Skype dropped as well. I tell you, Joel's just awesome, but sometimes he's got technical issues. But, hey, it's the wonder of technology that we can even talk to somebody at a distance. So that's always good. I'm sure we want to get the message across to him to be on phone and Skype at the same time. That's the key. But I'll talk to him during the break. We'll be discussing that with Joel Skousen. By the way, I should mention this to everybody. The subscription side of InfoWars Magazine has been very, very successful. But it's really a tool just to get bulk magazines out. And that was so much more successful. If you didn't subscribe last month, you will never get a subscription to this. We're not going to get rid of it in 12 months. We're going to continue with the bulk making of it. I love the magazine. It's very successful. But you know, having 12 shipping it 12 times, that was like more than half the cost paying for the shipping each time because you can't get media mail in a newspaper or a magazine. And so, you know, even at $39.95, 12 issues delivered, it's just so much more inexpensive to sell these in bulk. I mean, we can ship you 10 of these at cost for a little bit more than it would be to have the subscription each month. So that's what we're doing. Get it. It's a big glossy color magazine. The February issue is out. And then you've got a big double cover glossy magazine full of the most important articles of the month and original articles. This one deals with the heart and soul of the police and the battle by the globalists to turn them into third world enforcer thugs. And our battle to try to wake them up, how the police can be devils or angels. And how the globalists are trying to turn them to the dark side, how we need to fight to take back control of our police from the feds themselves that have been captured by the globalists. And there's a bunch of other key articles and letters to the editor and so much more in the magazine. But this is, again, a very important issue dealing with the police throughout it that I'm really, really, really proud of. And it's great to give police that you know. It's almost kind of like an Officer Jack McClam, Vampire Killer 2000, 2.0, showing good things police are doing and examples of good police versus examples of the militarization of police that the globalists have basically created. So I'm very proud of the 64-page magazine. It doesn't just get into the police and the militarization of police worldwide. It gets into DHS, gave Muslim Brotherhood, VIP treatment, no TSA pat-downs. It's got, oh, my favorite, the giant double America spread with Leanne McAdoo holding twin 50 calibers. Pretty strong girl to be able to do that with just pure Americana in the background. Absolutely sure to, it's America, not America, America. Got the bald eagle landing there. This is just pure Americana. If you show a trendy this or a socialist this or a so-called feminist this, we're torturing feminists, fake feminists since 1995. This will send them into convulsions of anger. And there's just so much more. The radiation report, it's all in here. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I wanted to get Joel Skousen on last week because I was rereading over The Naked Communist on Wikipedia that has the goals of communism. And when a lot of the Soviet archives got declassified in the 90s, indeed, these were official communist goals that Cleon Skousen, his uncle, was able to get. So I wanted to get him on about this, because when you see the Grammys with multiple satanic rituals going on, and I know some of the people involved, they're very serious. Lady Gaga, all of them actually believe they're being attacked by demons. I mean, these people, whether you believe it's real or psychological, it's still an archetype. They're manifesting this mental illness. And other authoritarian regimes are always occult-driven. Hitler was into the occult, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, the Romans. They serve the same archetype. Even if we don't believe in God, they are manifesting the same spirit. So it's real one way or the other. And, of course, I know it's spiritual. Now, we've got his nephew on, who's an author, and, of course, former Marine Corps fighter pilot in the Vietnam era, heads up worldaffairsbrief.com, Joel Skousen, via Skype and phone. In case either one cuts out, you'll hear different audio quality back and forth today. He joins us because I wanted to get him on in the first half of the hour about the communist goals and how mega rich fund communism and socialism as a tool of control, because people get confused by that. Why does George Soros fund socialism and communism? Why did the New York banks fund the Bolshevik Revolution on record? That was in congressional testimonies and came out in documents in multiple committees. What are the big foundations up to? Capture both of the political parties in the United States. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil laws. Use fake civil rights to trump basic human rights and God-given rights. Get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Use student riots to foment public protest. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book reviews. Continue discrediting American culture. And now it's been declassified. The CIA would put out decadent art to then basically then discredit beautiful art. And again, now you turn on any children's show, any movie, it's meant to sell you on ugliness to where now anything good and pure, it's not enough to accept gays now. No, being straight is bad, we're told in the news. You see it everywhere. And again, this is done as the subversion program. First they want to subvert, then they want to basically undermine the society. They want to collapse the society and then reorganize it. So we are literally seeing saboteur operations going on. And then you understand these are not liberals, folks. They knew Obamacare would hurt poor people. They knew it would bankrupt the country. They want full control. They hate the masses. Communists at the top are never really communists. They are banker technicians conning the unwashed masses. So I wanted him to break down the program that came out that they now discredit the American founding fathers. That's number 30. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man when it was the opposite. They hadn't fully realized these dreams, but they were the first to really put it in paper and move it forward. And so he joins us now to talk about that. Then at the bottom of the hour, I want to get into the geopolitical outlook, the economy, the Russians, the Chinese, what's happening in the Middle East, the major buildup for continued authoritarianism, but the huge awakening we see unfolding with Joel Skousen. And when I told him I wanted you on a few days ago, I hope they relayed that it was about this, but I know you're an expert on it, so you can speak to it. But now, who can deny they're trying to undermine culture and any good institutions so they can collapse them and bring in a total takeover? Joel Skousen.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's good to be with
you. It's good to be with you.
One of the things that I want to point out at the inception here, as I've gone through the 45 goals that Cleland extracted from communist writings, it's important to realize that you won't find this listed anywhere in communist literature. In other words, this was in bits and pieces from various different communist writers at the time, and actually only about half of them have come true. And what's most interesting, and you've mentioned some of those especially, and I might mention, getting UN recognition for Red China, replacing Taiwan was a communist goal, doing away with all loyalty oaths, resisting any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party, all those have been done, Russia access, continued access to the U.S. Patent Office. They did not, however, able to capture both political parties, that is, for the Communist Party. They were not able to get control of the schools, per se, but the schools have been under the control of what we would call globalists. And this is the most interesting thing about what's happened, is that when I look at the list of what they were able to accomplish out of these 45 goals, the half that approximately that were able to be achieved were not achieved by communists. But they were achieved by non-communist globalists and socialists and leftists and liberals in the United States who all share the same, philosophy.
That's the key, is that the Carnegie Endowment and the Ford Endowment, as you know, had helped fund the Bolshevik Revolution and all the rest of it. So it wasn't that they were imitating the communists. It was that they had been the progenitors of that movement going back even to the 1850s as a way to control rebellions by serfs against one form of slavery. They were now going to bring in another. And so the Russians and the KGB and others were actually working for some of the same goals as the Western establishment, as Carol Quigley wrote.
And for example, on the infiltration of the press. I mean, you know, in the 40s, and there were quite a few communists in the press, but even some of the major communists that the Whitaker Chamber exposed, like Alger Hiss, turned out to be a globalist who only joined the Communist Party to facilitate bringing them into the State Department and to make the communists feel like they had one of their people at the top levels of the Roosevelt administration and Truman administration. But in fact, he was a globalist facilitating these things. And that's what people have to understand, is that this has broad support among anyone who's basically on the receiving end of satanic inspiration. And it, you know, it includes conspiracies, it includes unthinking liberals, it includes the gay community.
That's what you're getting at, is there's an energizing spirit throughout history that weaves the same web.
That's right. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't believe in God, and a lot of people don't believe in Satan, but they're both very, very real. And they both speak to people's minds. It comes in our own voice, comes in your own grammar. So it sounds like you talking to yourself. But people know. People recognize when temptation comes in and when good inspiration and good reminders come. And this is the battle of civilization, is the test that's going on in each people's mind of what voice are we listening to. And they don't have to be full communists to be listening to a voice that will denigrate culture, denigrate society, and rail against, even Ayn Rand, who was a libertarian, railed against God. She hated God. She hated that voice of conscience, which spoke out against her immorality and her lust and other things. And other people who get involved in sin have the same problem. And that's why there is a relationship between bad judgment and sin and the kind of hateful philosophies that are end up being created in the minds of men by listening to the wrong sources. And so it's very interesting that this could be a list equally as useful to globalists, as liberals, as communists, even though they aren't members of the Communist Party.
But in the 90s, it did come out, almost all of these goals, one way or another, were actually being carried out to subvert. But then we learned the CIA, as was declassified last year, was involved trying to put out trash art and trash culture. Well, that's obvious. When look what they did at the Grammys, and now every other public event, they're having open satanic ceremonies and gay marriages. I mean, there is an agenda there. I mean, since when is that what America is known for, is satanic ceremonies and gay marriages?
Well, you know, one of the things that you brought to the public's attention was the Bohemian Grove and the satanic rituals that there, and you have top politicians and leaders in the United States being invited and participating in that. So it's hard to separate the satanic element that's driving this force and the various superficial organizations that are created, and there are many of them, whether it's the Bilderberg Group, whether it's the Communist Party, whether it's Fabian Socialism, Council on Foreign Relations.
Exactly. And when I was in Bohemian Grove, you know, you could say it was a joke, a bunch of guys reenacting an ancient Babylonian ritual mixed in with some druidic rituals. But the old men in the crowd, I talked and said, oh, this is interesting. And they literally growled at me. They were in focused, hateful, religious rapture. And some of them had tears coming out of their eyes, Joel. I mean, what does that sound like to you?
Well, I can believe that, but I mean, these people, we have to remember what drives so many people to get involved in this control system is the promise of immunity. You know, this is a powerful system that controls courts, it controls congressmen, it controls the president.
Man, you're smart. The whole ritual was about immunity. They thought they were getting immunity in that ritual. That's what they were doing.
Exactly. In fact, I believe that there's, you know, not only immunity on this earth, and we see that happen all the time. I mean, Bill Clinton and the presidency acted as if, hey, nobody can touch me, and he was right. Nobody could touch him because he was on the right, on this, you know, the control side. But I think in terms of the satanic ritual, I think there's also part of the Faustian pact is the promise of immunity from God's judgment. And you know, that's what I think Isaiah 14 is all about, when all the rich men and high men of the world are sitting in chains in hell, waiting for him that was going to thrash the world to come down and save them. And then they see him descend in chains, and they say, art thou become one of us? Meaning, Satan descends, and they realize, oh, the immunity pact is broken. He isn't going to be able to save us. I think that's what Isaiah was talking about.
Unbelievably powerful. Let's come back and discuss that. I bring up communism, he brings up the devil. Because Lenin said he worshipped the devil. I mean, that's what is at the bottom of the rabbit hole, folks. Whether you believe in the devil or not, these people believe in him, they worship him, and they are given power by him.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Geopolitics. Everyone that I know has a serious feeling in their gut of concern it's increasing. I've never had so much concern. And I think of the globalists, what fools they are. I instinctively, at a spiritual level, know that the big sin is leading people astray, trying to get people into evil, trying to take advantage of childlike minds, as Christ said, suffer the little children. We're not just talking about children there. We're talking about young people, folks that are looking up to you. And you talk about God-fearing. I just feel it in my spirit. If something's bad, I don't even want to do it. Thinking about it, even to study it, makes me have fear of separation from God. Not that I'm some great goody-two-shoe or anything, but I don't do conscious evil, and I have a drive to stand up against evil, and that's why I don't have fear of it. I have fear of letting it take over. But I think about what fools the worldly are. They either hate God because they feel the judgment, even if they say God isn't real, or they do, literally at Bohemian Grove, conduct all these rituals and say to absolve them from the care and what they've done in the last year, and they take it very seriously, as if some satanic ritual is going to get them out of what they've done. I mean, even in the real world, when they allow radiation out of Fukushima, it hits their kids and them as well. I mean, they may get a few get-out-of-jail-free cards, but this is the height of delusion. But you're right, it's the heart of the world is about escaping judgment, but that just seems so mindless. I mean, a five-year-old should know you can't escape judgment forever.
Well, you have to remember that these people have a great motivation to escape judgment. They've got a mountain of sins, and they've got a mountain of evil intent as well. And what keeps them going is the fact that someone is promising immunity, and they really do act as if. I mean, point out from another point of view. I often get this question. How is it that the globalist, the most wealthy man in the world with all the ownership of factories and major inroads into big corporations, why would they bring upon the nation and induce a Russian and Chinese nuclear attack knowing that it's going to destroy their infrastructure? And the answer is that no man, no evil person would simply conjure up that kind of scenario, that kind of a plan on his own. The only way a human being looking out for his best interest would do that if someone more powerful than him had said, you do what I say and I grant you immunity, you will come out unscathed. Now, he won't be able to fulfill those promises. But that's the only thing that gets smart, evil people to go along with an agenda that does threaten their existence, that they've been promised immunity. They've been promised that they'll escape. Now, that's one of the reasons why people in our government, even retired CIA, DEA, FBI, they build major bunker safe room systems in homes in Colorado, Utah, and other safe places. I mean, these people are not dumb. They know what's coming, and they are preparing to defend themselves. And the government, of course, in its continuity of government program, has huge new underground bunkers, a major system in the West Utah desert to replace Cheyenne Mountain, which they know is a known target. They're doing a lot of secret bunker systems because they know the Soviets and the Chinese know where the original ones were, and they want protection. But as I say, ultimately, Christ is going to have the last say. His second coming, I believe, comes because Satan has near total control over the entire world, except for a remnant of good people, which won't be allowed to be destroyed. I mean, we've got a real battle royal on our hands, Alex, and you're doing a great job in terms of alerting people to what's coming. But the big thing is people need to know it's not necessarily economic collapse is the major problem. It is this war with Russia and China, and they are both building for it. And we are disarming, proposing in the next few months another disarmament treaty with Russia, even though they have been violating every single one. And can you imagine the irony of that is that we have three nuclear powers, major nuclear powers, and we're negotiating with one, disarming as if the third, China, doesn't make any difference. I mean, talk about a fool's paradise. You know that's not sane disarmament when you aren't even suggesting a disarmament treaty with the third, which is going to slowly outstrip even Russia in terms of ability to put nuclear throw weight.
Stay there. I want to cover the waterfront with what's happening on the planet right now with the economy, Obama, the attempt by the neocons to completely destroy the Republican Party so there's no opposition, the open borders, and a lot of other breaking news with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. His site's WorldAffairsBrief.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Tell your friends and family to tune in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
All right, I want to throw out a whole bunch of topics at Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief to get his take on them. First off, how are things going for Obama, in your view? They're trying to put autocratic elected presidents, but also appointed Goldman Sachs dictators over places like Italy and Greece. Obama is openly taking on dictatorial powers more and more, and the Republican leadership's not even really criticizing it, or they are mildly. Obviously, you know, that's part of a longer precedent to concentrate power. But Obamacare was designed, as we know, to implode health care, but it's extremely unpopular. But they don't seem to care. They just go forward with every program, even if it's unpopular, like they're trying to catch up. What's going on domestically with the economy? How are things going for the globalists? Joel Skousen. Then I'm going to ask you, what do you think is most important that's going on right now?
Well, first of all, the State of the Union addressed by Obama was very telling. The biggest thing that he announced really was a minimum wage increase to $10.10. And everything else was downplayed. Now, this is very telling, Alex, because it means instead of broadcasting what his agenda is going to be in the next year, he was downplaying it. Oh, he mentioned amnesty and that we need to pass it. He mentioned disarmament. He mentioned some of these other things. But were he to come out and make a major presentation, we're going to have this, I'm presenting this amnesty bill, and I'm presenting this major stuff, there is a crescendo, a wave of opposition to Obama. And I feel that the downplaying of these issues in the State of the Union was specifically meant not to raise up the opposition, not to get everything stirred up. They want to slip these in either through executive orders or through, you know, their compromised Republicans, like John Boehner, getting him to go along. He's preparing to go along with amnesty. So that's how I view the Obama administration. They're very much aware. He's under fire. He's very unpopular. And that's why, as I mentioned in today's World Affairs Brief, he threw a bone to Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio. It's very rare that a Democratic president would say something positive about a Republican who's going to run against Hillary Clinton in the next election. But he did. And that can only mean, number one, that they're the typical corrupt politician, Chris Christie, that they wanted to throw at conservatives. He was just like Rudolph Giuliani in 2008, wasn't going to fly with conservatives. Neither is Chris Christie. And so he threw a bone, threw a major cadeau to Senator Rubio, and that means he's the backup man the establishment's going to promote probably for president. There's several others in the offing, but that was a telling incident, and it shows the establishment is probably going to allow the Republicans to have a controlled president. They get certain things done under a radical Democrat like Obama, and they get certain things done under a person, a controlled Republican like George W. Bush, and they'll have, I guarantee you, a very controlled Republican in 2016 for us. Now, in terms of the economy is still struggling. A lot of figures are down. Only a few figures are up, and a lot of those are manipulated. But there is a comeback coming in the housing market, mostly because demand is so high. Rentals are hot. They're running out of rentals. All of the millions of people that are coming online, getting married, and joining the workforce have no place to live. They're pushing the rental market. There is going to be a continued rise in the housing market. It won't be a major bubble, in my opinion, but it looks like they're trying their best to inflate in a moderate way in order to keep this thing going. One of the things I want to say, though, about the economy is that, you know, this recession that we're still in, they're calling it a recovery, but we're still in a recession. This really is what's real, Alex. This is where people ought to get used to the level of business. Walmart's got to get used to lower sales because that reflects what people are still selling enough to make a profit. Nobody's going bankrupt in this thing, but they are having to get used to lower sales. And so rather than call it a depression or a recovery, what it really is a stagnant economy that is sorting out over time. The longer you allow it to go over time without collapsing, the more it tends to sort it out. And I am of the strong belief that, in contrast to what Lindsey Williams keeps saying, that his insiders, I think, is bogus, that they are not trying to collapse the economy. If they wanted to collapse the economy, all they'd have to do is pull the money supply, and it would happen overnight. All the Ponzi schemes, the paper gold contracts, the naked shorts, the derivatives, and all that would collapse within weeks, but they aren't pulling the plug on.
Well, sure, what they're doing is they're pumping up their controlled economy while regulating out of existence all of their economy systems they don't control. They're consolidating things right now.
Well, it is true that most of the new money that is created, first of all, goes through the speculative economy. It goes through the major banks that control the Federal Reserve, the J.P. Morgan Chases and the Goldman Sachs. gets into the stock market. That's why the stock market is due for a major correction. I think it could come down in this year as much as 20%. But that won't collapse the economy. You know, economies really don't collapse unless war comes along. They do go down. There are depressions, but all of those things are caused by pulling the money supply, just like the depression in 1929 through 30. And they're not showing any signs right now pulling the money supply. They're showing all the signs of continuing to bail things out. Now, I'm not predicting that things are good. They aren't good. But I see every sign that the powers that be don't want to pull the plug, don't want
sure.
to cause
they want a long, cold depression against everybody but the sectors and combines they control. Let's expand out from that point. What do you make of the reports by the head of Saudi intelligence 4 months ago that he would launch al-Qaeda attacks inside Russia? We now see those unfolding. Do those look like those are real terror attacks, meaning to destabilize the Olympics for Russia helping Syria? I see a motive there. Or does Putin have any type of motive for a false flag?
Well, it's complex and hard to answer, Alex, because there's a lot that we can't prove. There have been reports of the Saudis threatening Putin. I personally don't believe it. I don't believe Saudi Arabia would ever get in the position of threatening Russia, who could squash them like a bug if they wanted to. There is legitimate, as I pointed out in a couple of World Affairs briefs back, the U.S. and Russia have both used false flag terrorism to gin up the war against terror so that they can use that to clamp down on opposition. But in doing so, both the U.S. and Russia have created real terror in response to their occupation, in response to their using false flag terror to justify clamping down on peoples. They have produced real terror. And so, in my estimation, there is real terror that happened in Volodovgrad, and which is about 100 kilometers from Sochi. I'll tell you, the reports I've got from Sochi is that the KGB and the Secret Service of Russia is out in force. They've got anti-missile batteries under camouflage nets. They have got hundreds and hundreds of special forces roaming the streets in plain clothes. Now, it could still happen, but boy, I'll tell you, if Putin knows that the real terrorists want to embarrass him, and he's determined not to be embarrassed. But I'm frankly not buying the rumor or the propaganda that the Saudis are trying to take out or take on Russia directly.
Well, regardless, we know that the globalists have been funding radical Islam in that area. And so why are the radical Islamists activating ahead of the Olympics? Do you think the West is behind that?
Well, not really. You've got to remember that the West is really supporting Russia and has been for many years. They do antagonize Russia to give Russia the excuse to go before their people and say, you know, the U.S. is meddling in our elections and other things. And the U.S. could do that covertly in a very smart way. They do sure. it in kind of an obtuse way so that they can get caught, so that Putin can have the excuse to go before the people and build anti-American sentiment. And that's what he's doing.
Sure. And vice versa. What about Ukraine? I mean, is that because they wouldn't join the EU? And
this is a big issue, Alex. The Ukraine is going to be an ongoing thing. Now, Gorbachev came out and asked Putin to intervene militarily in the Ukraine and suggested to do so. Putin visited the Ukraine, said no military intervention, but he did want to set down the guidelines. Here's what I think happening. Just like Hitler used attacks on Germans in the Sudetenland and Poland to justify an eventual invasion, Russia has put millions of Russians, immigrants, into Ukraine, into Georgia, into Belarus, into the Baltic states, and they're still there today as a minority. It would be very easy to get those people to, you know, have an attack mentality or get a false flag attack on them to justify Russian troop intervention. It's too early for that, however, and I don't think that Russia wants to move too soon. They're not ready to take on the United States in a major third world war. That's why I don't think they're going to end up supporting Syria or Iran if they go down, just like they let Iraq go down. In other words, all of the major new weapon systems that both Russia and China are putting online are not supposed to come online or be in operational until at least 2020. So this is clearly too early to be creating a false flag excuse to go in militarily into Ukraine. That said, it's my analysis that this is going to be a festering thing that's going to go on for several years and will build into a crescendo that will spread into Georgia and Belarus and other countries that will eventually justify a Russian intervention. In the same sense, over in the Far East, China is really getting some hot rhetoric at the Davos International Economic Conference. They really went head-to-head with Japanese Prime Minister Abe and, threats and counter-threats. And the trouble is, the Eastern mentality is one of saving face, and they get up there and pound the pulpit and make threats to one another. It is very difficult for Orientals to back down and save face, especially the Chinese. Nevertheless, they too aren't ready to take on the world. We are going to see them continue to test the waters.
But you agree that at any time, with China saying they might invade and take Philippine islands, they might take Japanese disputed islands, I mean, if that happens, if Japan or the U.S. doesn't stand down, it will be a confrontation. Or is China really that willing to saber rattle? Because, you know, as you said, the whole Asian cultural, historical, military mindset, they don't usually threaten something unless they're planning to carry it out, right?
That's right. And as I say, they don't want to lose face. And I think they're going to test the waters by taking control militarily of some of these islands. And I think the U.S. is going to let them get away with it. And I think that's going to be a big sign to China, yep, we're on a roll.
Just like we did with the Japanese in the 30s.
Exactly. We let them get away. We let them invade China. We didn't stop them. And it only gave them more, enthusiasm for the fight. And so I think that's what you're going to see. I think you're going to see them take the Philippine islands first, or they might take the ones down by Vietnam, which are disputed as well. They'll probably leave the Senkakos to last because Japan does have a fairly formidable defense force that could put up a fight. But I think you're going to see a little domino effect going on here, and you're going to see the U.S. show its conciliatory paper tiger nature. And we know what they're up to. They're globalists like Admiral Locklear, in charge of CENTCOM PAC, is clearly out to pacify the Chinese. They know it. The Obama administration put him in that position to pacify. And it's going to create war someday. These people are playing soft in order to, invite this attack. I mean, China and Russia know that the West is a formidable enemy, and that's why they're aching for more disarmament, and they want more time. So we're going to see these things, play out over time, but I still think it's too early. Their weapon systems are not online. They are rushing things, though. You know, Alex, they talk about the four new aircraft carrier groups that they're trying to put it in, or they're actually in construction. The keels are being laid. They're not supposed to, according to a report 6 months ago, be ready and operational till 2022 to 24. And the latest report coming out, the Chinese said they want them operational by 2020. That indicates that they're accelerating their timeline, or attempting to. And as I pointed out in my World Affairs brief last week, the closer they get to operational readiness for war with the West, the easier it is for them to go early by taking advantage of an opportunity that may present itself.
Sure, that could happen any time then. And expanding on this, you know, the Chinese are more than the Russians, from what I've seen, are sending up satellite killers, a lot of the satellites that are going down. It looks like there's some covert stuff going on. Undoubtedly, the West is probably sabotaging satellites and other space-based platforms. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there that's at least 30 years in advance of what we know. Bob Bowman and others confirmed that. So that's another issue. If this war kicks off, what will it look like if it starts in a regional deal, dominoes, gets out of control like World War One or other events? We're going to see some space war, aren't we?
We are, but only after I think we absorb a nuclear first strike. Here's how I think it's going to come down, Alex. The trigger event has to be North Korea. North Korea is the most rogue element in the world, and yet it's being given a pass by the U.S. We don't do anything to stop its nuclear progress, unlike Iran. And Iran is being set up, by the way, for failure of this current agreement so that the U.S. can attack that was put out in a Brookings Institution piece in 2009, where they said, you know what the U.S. needs to do is bend over backwards and give them a peace deal, have them violate it so that it appears as if we didn't want this war, but Iran really slapped us in the face over this. I think that's what Iran speaks.
I agree.
That will not turn into World War III, because Russia and China, it's too early. They aren't ready to go to Third World War over Iran. That will be done to consolidate Israel's hegemony over the Middle East, and the hatred of both the U.S. and Israel will increase dramatically, which feeds the excuse that Russia and China need eventually to take down the bully of the world. But the trigger event, I believe, will be North Korea. When you see a North Korean launch against the South, and they do some minor military attack every year, so you've got to be careful not to confuse those with a major artillery barrage on Seoul. If that ever starts, you know you're days away from nuclear war. People ought to get out of the cities that are major nuclear targets, like Seattle, Washington, D.C.
When we come back, tell us how the war games, it's not just your analysis, this is what a lot of the big think tanks admit, that's why the main force is to Asia, how it will play out within 2 days, how big the nuclear attack will be, and of course the film, Strategic Relocation, that we produced together, I should add, is available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on DVD for your archives, or it can be seen at PrisonPlanet.tv, and then the big color book, coffee table book. There's no other research out there like it outside of government systems that nobody has access to. And Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief in his book, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy, GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code radio at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe.
David Knight's coming up in the next hour in studio with breaking NSA news. It's really bombshell. I mean, we already knew it was happening, but it gives you an idea of the secret police networks, the airports, other areas to be internal checkpoints, to target constitutional peace officers and things like that. I mean, we know how this takeover is going to look. And, you know, the government could do a false flag to go after liberty movement at any time, or they could wait. The point is that we know this is being geared up. But we shouldn't even be afraid of it. We should be afraid of not speaking out against it and stopping it and exposing it. I get frustrated. People ask why I get mad at football. Well, they just obsess over the family of one quarterback and the other quarterback's family and what they eat for dinner and what they're into. And it's all the military mind of man being projected onto something that doesn't matter. Like, we're studying thermonuclear war. We're studying geopolitics. We're studying the stock market. We're studying the mindset of the elite. We're studying what's in the vaccines. We're studying... People think that's weird, like studying real things. Even though in the real world, you can make a lot of money just in business knowing this stuff. This is how the elite think, except it's from their perspective. And then we try to spend time learning how the real world works, and it's weird. That's why I get very upset about the things of a child. It'd be one thing if you went to a ball game because your kid's in it or you liked a sports team. But when it becomes God, it becomes a Romanesque gladiatorial evil. And that's what makes me sick. We got 4 minutes left, Joel Skousen. Thank you so much for the time. You've got the floor. Break down why you say Korea is the trigger. Most other big analysts agree with that, by the way. You know, if it ever kicks off with China, how that would unfold and why we've pivoted to the Pacific and where that's going.
Well, in the first place, the pivot to the Pacific is really only about a 10% increase in assets. It's not enough to deter China. It's just a mere facade. It's a little bit of political theater. There has to be a reason why North Korea has been preserved. That's why I say it's got to be the trigger. In other words, Iran, they've fumed, they've threatened, the military options on the table, they want regime change, we infiltrate, we use covert operations. We do none of that with North Korea. In fact, we've guaranteed them no regime change and no military options on the table. Why? They're the most awful, god-awful regime in the world, and yet we do nothing. And that's only because, it can only be because the globalists know that they are the puppet of China and that they will be the trigger. Here's how I think it's going down. I think there will be an attack against South Korea. The North Koreans have over 2 million troops, 20,000 artillery tubes. They can level Seoul in a matter of 3 or 4 days. The only way the U.S. can stop that attack from taking over the South is using tactical nuclear weapons. And that would give China the excuse then to nuke the United States. U.S. is guilty of first use. U.S. is the bully of the world. Russian, Chinese unite to launch against U.S. military targets, not civilian targets per se. There will be about 12 to 15 cities that are inextricably connected with the military that we're going to get hit, like I've mentioned in strategic relocation. You don't want to be in those cities when this attack comes. You may have 2 days' notice when that attack in Korea starts before China launches on the United States. And if you ever see everything black out, because both Russia and China will use a preemptive nuclear or EMP strike, electromagnetic pulse strike, to take down the grid before the nukes actually fall. So anytime you see all electricity out and no news, nothing at all, that's the time you need to be getting out of those cities before the panic hits. Now, I think our globalists come out of their bunkers then. They'll survive the attack. They'll say the Russians and Chinese see this. We need to establish a global military because our military has been taken down. No one to protect us. We need a global military force.
And that's when the big World War III starts.
That's right. That's when it starts. Only then, Alex, does the U.S. bring out the space-based weapons to stop Russia and China from hitting any more targets.
I want to do five more on this, and David Knight's coming in.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade,
My favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.